This, that, and the third.
Do you know who is human?
Who's human?
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He wears a...
I'm not good at this kind of
he
stuff.
He wears a black bandana.
I...
B-Soul stays
with a black bandana.
So you a fan?
I am a fan.
Okay.
Another hint. Is that, was I wrong?
No. I mean, you were right.
I mean, I'm
he's
human.
He's been on the show multiple times. Mm. Damn, you as
there's
well.
There's a couple of answers for that one, though. You so keep well. Going. Fuck. Black bandana, multiple appearances. Give me one more. I'm narrowing it down.
Easily, and you can stamp this,
easily.
G to the I to the O said so.
Okay.
Is by far the most polished artist that is industry ready for global intake. Mm.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
He's from here, Black but bandana, ready to go out
hold
there.
Hold on, black bandana.
Yeah.
Multiple appearances on the show.
Multiple. I'm talking about from a puppy to a big dog.
Stamped by G.I.O. to be the guy.
I brought him in here.
And he's here and there.
Yeah, he's from here, he's, but ready to go out there.
But he's from here, ready to go there.
Yeah, like so yesterday. All right,
it was I got it narrowed down. Okay. I got it narrowed down.
Who is it?
I got it narrowed down.
Who it is. But also, he's never in a large group.
It's one of two people.
He's never in a large group. He's solo.
Okay. So I said it was one of two people. That last
No, two people.
That last clue narrowed it down to the single.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The single solo.
Yeah.
We got to have the one and only.
He also beat Scissors.
Beat Scissors. Okay. Yeah, that's guaranteed. I'm guaranteed to be correct on this one.
Who it is?
The one, the only. We got Rock Solo in the building. Got him in the building.
God damn, he's fucking back. Hello.
That's what I do.
Talk about it. Talk
back
about it.
In the building.
What's up?
God damn it.
What's good, homie?
Man, let's see. I just dropped
not even
video.
Yeah, I was going to say, not even. Usually I say we have a guest. No guest.
Nah,
this home.
No guest.
This home. You know, you called me to hit me.
I think after you get to a certain amount of appearances here on this, that, and the third, you just do become fam.
Course,
you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Fortunately and unfortunately at the same time, we cannot literally. I don't think I would. I don't even know. Maybe I'm speaking for
multiple
Gio on
corks
this one,
popping. That's
but
not,
I don't
no,
think
that's
I don't
guy.
Think there's a person that's been on the show enough times to actually have equated to that, other than the one and only Rock Solo.
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
Because yes, we have had people on multiple times. I think that you have definitely have the record.
Legendary.
So
well, I would say I wouldn't say record as far as how many times. But as far
I believe
as,
so.
I was going to say longevity from
well yeah be,
he's
because
seen
because
from us
yeah we was we man what is that 2015
bro when he was first on the show his locks was barely touching his eyebrows.
Yes.
What
yes.
you mean?
Yes.
In a whole different
yes.
station.
And I was in the back of the group.
Wasn't yes. even yes. he was watching. He was.
I mean, we probably.
It
have,
reminds
we,
me of a post that I seen of on Instagram where they posted a video from one of Young Thug's video shoots, and you see Gunna like just in the back.
But he
just,
wasn't Gunna.
He wasn't. No, he was just a guy.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
He
just
chilling.
That's a regular
and
old
then
Joe.
They put that side by side with his interview and Young Thug being in the back of his interview, and they were like, he was just waiting his
that's
turn.
Like, Ja Rule was in the DMX video.
Yeah.
And I never peeped until like the other day. I said, wow.
Who won the DMX Snoop battle?
Don't ask me that.
Snoop.
Not with this guy right here beside me.
Slide.
Not with this guy
it was
right here beside
Snoop.
Me.
I didn't even listen to it.
Snoop. I'm a DMX fan, obviously, but it was Snoop. That, like Fat Joe
Snoop,
said,
Snoop
going
was
into
fair.
It.
Snoop was fair.
I think, and also, the reason why it was even close is because Snoop was a nice guy.
If that's what
Snoop,
I said.
Yeah,
fair.
If
fair.
Snoop was in his bag, like, bro, I'm about to body you.
Yeah, it wouldn't have.
Bro, so going into it, Fat Joe was like, you can't battle Snoop Dogg. His songs are, like, What's My Name?
Right, you can't, like, that's not a hard song. It's not a battle song. No, he's saying,
like, that, dog, like, shit like that. He's like, that's like a Christmas song. Like, it's just, exactly. It's ingrained in hip hop, like, as a fucking pillar. Like,
it's a hip hop carol.
But, you know, DMX had his, he had his body blows, but we're not here to talk about them. We're here to talk about.
Let's get it.
The last time you were here.
Yeah.
And it's funny because B-Soul had a session going before we started the show. He was recording some young talent that needs some work, but, you know, it's always cool to watch young talent dipping their toes in the pool, you know? Yeah. Because you, like I was telling him, it's not that they're not good, but you can hear that they have zero confidence.
Yeah.
Like, and they can't project on the mic or really stand on what they're saying. It's kind of shaky.
It's definitely a skill.
Yeah. I mean, because
you can't just go in there and just.
I can tell the difference from a whack rapper and someone who's just inexperienced, you know? And so as I was listening to them or watching him do his work, which you can always get here at Rhythmics Radio, Rhythmics Audio.
Plug that in.
You know? But he had a break real quick. I heard a pause like while he was editing. I was like, oh, yo, by the way, Rock Solo going to be on the show tonight. He was like in studio? Word? And I was like, yeah, he coming through. And he was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I mean, and because I heard you mention it, I was like, yeah, I told him, like, I was thinking, I was like, what artist? I knew that you just dropped the new joint, which we're going to get into, but also it reminded me of the last time you were here, you had a debt to settle with us. And so I was like,
yeah.
Rock, I was like, a normal artist I couldn't do this with. Uh-huh. But Rock Solo is so hungry that I knew I could just real quick, yo, you trying to do the show tonight? When's the show? In 2 hours? Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
Coming through. No problem.
I was excited.
That was all it was. I was like, hey, yo, come through the show. And he was like, what time? 8. Bet. That's it.
I had to get home. I was like, let me go home first.
Yeah. He was like at Walmart, you know what I'm saying?
Buying my like I was out, like at the store, just yeah. I was like, oh,
that's what's up.
So
it's always nice to have a on call like that.
What we'll start with,
it's all good.
What we'll start with is the debt.
Yes,
you came on the show the last time you were here, which seems like an eternity ago. After all the shit we've been through,
it's like 3 years ago,
bruh.
That's what it feels like.
God damn, yeah, that shit was like what. Fucking like I gotta look at it. It was like October maybe, something like that.
Six
I don't know.
Months ago maybe,
but it felt like forever ago. Yeah. And then you had Black Bandana out, and that's what you were promoting,
right?
And Black Bandana was doing numbers, but it wasn't doing what you wanted.
Correct.
Because obviously you're shooting for the moon, as you should.
Yeah.
RIP Pop Smoke. But you were like, yo, I want to get 100,000 streams so bad. And both of us, you know, jokingly, but also serious, like, we're a worldwide platform. You're on the
February 1st.
This year?
Of 2020.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. So it was right before the Roan.
And I'm back.
You dropped it. Right. We survived that shit, bro. Come on.
I got the audio right there.
Damn. Oh, right before the Roan.
Ain't
okay.
No taking it back because it's all on tape.
Bro, you might have been... Yeah, definitely one of the last interviews that we had.
Wow.
There was a couple after you, but not many because February, I mean. But anyways, there was probably other interviews, but over the phone or something. But as far as, anyways, you're like, yo, I want 100,000 streams. 100,000, 100,000. You had hashtag get it to 100, that whole thing going. And we were like, yo, you on the perfect platform. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fucking worldwide. Let's get it. And when you hit that 100, you know what I'm saying? Come through, pop champagne. You had the whole... camera crew and everything. Bruh, less than a week after our interview, that shit skyrocketed.
Man,
shit went. Yeah. Bruh, we're not taking credit for anything.
Yeah. Nah, you know?
You're obviously the talent and the artist. Yeah. And, you know, you have a lot of fans. That's why you were almost to 100. Right. I'm just saying.
Until I came home.
You came back. And then we just, you know, pushed you a little over the top. And then you were like, oh, yeah.
A little extra energy.
Yeah. No, us. Together. Clink. Green
Diamond.
Green Diamond.
Green Prince.
Shout out Prince. Just came back from a vacation. didn't he? Or is he still on vacation?
It's like he's in town, but he's not in
town. Shout out to him. I see him. I see him out there.
Your videographer was like, yo, I'm going to film the whole shit. We going to be in this bitch popping bottles.
Right.
Yo, fucking 200,000 streams later, here we are. Right. He's back.
Whoa.
Promoing the next shit we about to get over.
Right. Here we go. Here we go.
So instantly, that's what popped in my mind. I was like, oh, Rock's down.
Yeah,
of course. I was like, he just dropped some new shit too. He's definitely down to come through.
I'd be a fool to say no.
Come on.
I mean,
but you, it seemed like you were holding on, like you had that video in your pocket for a little bit. You were just waiting for the right time to drop it.
Nah, Prince didn't shoot it. I don't know if you remember the other guy that was sitting back there, Miles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He shot the video for it, and he just wanted to be right.
Yeah,
he's like,
took his time with it.
He was like, you just dropped the song. I was like, let's just drop the video too. Like,
why not?
I got 15,000 streams.
Bruh, the Rona is popping. Weeks. Like, right. Who knows how long we got?
Right.
So I'm just like, yo, let's just drop it. He was like, it has to be perfect. It has to be perfect.
Don't do that. That shit will get you in a fucking 5-year hole before you drop some shit.
You gotta be careful with that. That is definitely a dangerous hole.
2 weeks after the song, the video. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. I was like, yo, streams is running right now.
Yeah, especially coming off the success of your previous joint.
Which, 15,000 in 2 weeks.
Fire.
For somebody like me, upcoming artist, that's a lot.
Good numbers.
That's good numbers.
And I'm still
so ignorant to this stuff. It's a shame. It's all I should really be more on top of this stuff.
All on your back, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have no big conglomerate behind you pushing you. This is all footwork, so.
Like, home team, the group you see me with and him, like, that's it.
That's why I always, when I can, I champion for you to come through or put you over whenever I can. Because the type of music I listen to is different.
Yeah.
But I can always put over talent that I know, one, works hard, but is quality for sure. Because you, like I said, we watched you play the back and now you're in the front.
Yeah.
Is because you stuck to it and had a mission, and now I witnessed your work, and I can tell the difference between someone who is playing with it and someone who's really about it. And so even if certain music that I don't sit around and play all day, but I respect the person,
right.
I'm gonna put that over all day. Because that's what Rhythmix is for. We put the spotlight on the artist.
Right.
We're here to put the spotlight on people who deserve it and that work for it. And, I mean, I can't think of anybody that fits that better than you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But, like, what you said about me being in the back, I still feel like I'm in the back. I think that's why I'm so hungry.
But the difference is you were in the back before.
That's just humbleness,
well,
man.
I was going to say you were in the back before because you were – maybe not confident enough, or even more so, you were aware that you weren't ready.
Right.
So now you're in the back because they don't know yet.
Right.
You were in the back because you knew you needed work to do.
Right.
But now you're in the back because they don't know.
Right.
But that comes with time. On top of that, once they do know and you are in the front, that shit is gone. It's gone. It's like when Sonic takes off, you see just the tracks behind him. It's gonna be fucking out of here.
I pray on it every day.
It's gonna be out. All I want is a skit on your album, like
that's easy.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gonna send me that.
Damn. I'm gonna be like, yo, remember when you had baby locks and we was blah, blah, blah. Yo, fucking day one, yo, Rhythmix, and then it's like, yo, play that shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's you with a Wayne feature or something. I think that's what it was. Yeah. Last time he was on here,
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Because he did that with Snoop and Wayne. We're talking about a versus battle between Snoop and Wayne. And he told me Snoop would win.
He would.
Okay, we're not going to do this today.
But that's.
Hold on, time out.
But it's because he's.
Time out.
I remember that specifically.
What?
Time out.
He's a Wayne fanatic.
I got to stop my live for this one.
He's a Wayne fanatic.
Hold on.
That came up last time you were here. Because I said something about Wayne just in passive, and you were like, chill, that's my guy. And I was like, wait, what?
Look, like I know
him. I'm a Wayne guy.
Like I know him, right?
Yeah, I was like, okay, but I mean, I'm just saying.
What was that statement that was made?
Snoop would beat Wayne in a versus.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
That's too
okay. You can't name a Snoop hit.
Can't name a Wayne hit.
Bro, how... Never mind. I forgot certain people are listening, but what... I know you did a lot before they got here.
You're a little self-medicated. Nah, I'm good.
You're wild. Yeah, did you mean Wayne and said Snoop?
No. I think Wayne... I don't know.
Bro, why is...
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Why is your bodyguard not playing tight end for the Washington football team? He looked like Jordan Reed. Like, he ready to catch a touchdown right now, dog.
I mean, maybe he does, and we don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe he opted out for COVID.
It's funny because he's little. He's the little brother because he's younger. But it's like, yo, is that your bodyguard? I'm like, no, it's my brother.
Right, you should do the thing that other independent artist doing, just put a security shirt on him and just walk around the mall.
That's how Ryan Leslie got on, right?
Wait, quick story, though. When me and him are out at, like, any lounge, club, or bar.
Fire.
Fight breaks out. He always breaks it up as if he's... and security lets him help. They like, you're big.
Brody ass like, yo, come on over here, help out.
And you see him lift somebody up. He was like, I was just trying to help them. I was like, pour up.
But that's always dope when you got somebody that's that size, but they're peaceful.
Right.
That's definitely dope. When he wants to be.
I was trying to paint him as a good character.
Right.
We won't get into that.
He tried. I made the attempt.
So how has, I mean, obviously we talked about the response from Black Bandana, which seems, like I said, an eternity ago, which we just found out was only since February. But it's because
it still gets buzzed.
But about that song, but it's also because you've been... Why I champion you to being on the show is because you've continued to work. You haven't rested on the success of that. Nope. So it seems like a while ago because you've put out so much since then. How has the response been on social media or in your life personally, seeing the growth of people? Even though you say you feel like you're still in the back, I'm sure you've gotten a lot more responses and people reaching out to you and stuff.
Honestly, it's
like,
hey,
Rock, can we do an interview? Yeah. Oh, now they want to jump on.
That's how it is. I'm like, or how much you charge for a feature? I was like, oh, I'm at this point.
Oh,
now.
Charge?
Yeah, I charge.
Did you say?
Right.
Wait, how much I charge?
What am I supposed to?
Right. Hey, yo, we charging now.
Like,
right.
We charging, but the response is good. A lot of messages, a lot of people.
I was going to ask for a feature, too. Shit.
That's for your job.
After this, it's on tape. I got it on tape.
That is a verbal contract.
I know I was at the mall, and it's a young rapper. I think he was in high school with my little sister. But he was like, yo,
fuck is you doing my little sister, dog?
When he started talking about my music, I said,
you see my bodyguard, dog?
Right. Yeah, look. I was like, good.
What you doing with his sister, dog?
Hey, homie, it's my little sister. But he was like, yo, you Rock Solo, right? I was like, yeah.
Don't say right, bro. You know who
I am. So I was like, yeah, what's up? Black Bandana's my shit. Appreciate it. He's like, yo, can I get your Instagram? That happens more.
You should be like, bro, you know my Instagram, bro.
That's what's up.
What's my name?
Right.
That's my Instagram. Right. Fuck out of here.
What's my name?
Come on. You owe me 20 for talking to me, dog.
30.
Hey.
I got a daughter.
Hey. God, I got
10 to the security. Yeah. Right.
Security gets a 30.
No, I'm getting that a lot. I'm trying to get used to it.
That's what's up.
Like randomly. Like, yo, you do music? I don't know why it's always, yo, you? Yeah, it's me. Like, you know it's me. What's up?
Right.
It's not fake. You know. Right?
And I guess, like, well, just send it to my email. Here. Just send it.
I'm not going to respond.
I mean, eventually it's going to be, yo, I got tracks. Yo, what's good? You got to hear my shit.
Right.
Sending you a bunch of closet music.
Closet music. God, closet raps. That got to be a whole new genre of raps.
That might be my album title.
30s
closet
and
raps.
Steph Curry. I was like, wow, does everybody say that? 30 and Steph
30
Curry.
And Curry.
Yeah. Just like, jeez. 30 and there's Curry nothing moments. Else but the 30 and Steph Curry.
Would you be
Curry.
I seen locally when it first popped off, they was doing like a local thing. Didn't know a verses as far I'm saying on IG. They was doing IG battles locally amongst
right.
And I seen you mention one time, did nobody want that smoke, bro?
I was just like,
yo, nobody answered you.
And I didn't even want to do it. I talked to our RO, shout out to him. He was like, yo, you ready? But he hit me up like he hit me up today. I'm like, wait, like, I don't got nothing together. Yeah, right. Who am I going against? But I was like, nah. ain't really my thing, but
I think that's dope too. As an artist that is definitely takes what they're doing serious, but also are hungry, but still willing to, I mean, are conscious enough to see that this is not the right move.
Yeah,
for
I salute
me. Like
every your artist
brand,
that did your it. It was dope. It
yeah.
was so
no, no,
dope,
not
yeah.
saying anything about yeah. what they were doing, but as far as your situation in particular. Right. Not just jumping on everything
right, yeah,
that is presented to you.
It wasn't for me at the time. Maybe in a year.
Especially now, seeing how polished your video, especially your videos look. I am surprised they're not on MTV Jams. Is it still MTV Jams?
I have no idea.
I used to watch that shit for hours.
That may or may not be in the works.
Oh. It was like BET Jams or something.
That may or may
Bruh,
not be
there's
in
definitely,
the works.
I turn on my TV. Put in 213, and that should pop up, and I see Black Bandana, easy. You know what I'm saying? That yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because
yeah.
I've seen a
we
lot. I've seen a lot more less put together videos on there
a
than
a lot
yours.
More worser videos.
I was
worser, right. A lot more worser.
Yeah. Worser. yeah. Moving different. I mean, have you, as far as you getting used to? Your new celebrity, but
right.
especially moving forward within the pandemic, are you positive or negative as far as moving forward of us getting back to where you can be in front of a large crowd? And like, do you think about that as far as your future in music? What is it going to look like? You know what I mean? Moving forward within pandemic, because it's not gonna be normal anymore.
No, not at all.
You ain't packing out. I was gonna say Verizon Center. What is it? Capital One Arena. You could have. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe next.
No,
year.
No. I'm just no. not, right, man, not hey. Nothing on you specifically,
yeah,
but saying, they're
maybe.
Not gonna allow it. Yeah. But does it bum you out, or are you just gonna keep moving?
No, I just keep. I'm in the studio a lot, literally. Like it doesn't bother me at all. You just gonna have to find a different plan or a different way. Like you was going down this road, construction. Got a detour. You just got to find a different outlet. That's it. Like, that's it. I'm still going to go. Like.
So what's your battle plan moving forward, trying to get your product to the most people possible with all these restrictions, I would say?
And that's where I'm at now. Because certain things you can't do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Certain things you can do. And any upcoming artist listening. Money is a big role in your career.
Yeah, like say it again.
It's huge.
Some of these
like,
guys
nobody
want
to pay.
Nobody wants to pay anything. It's like, well, I got to pay. But you put in enough, you're gonna get it back. It's a cycle.
Mm.
The more you put in, the more you get back. You just keep running until you don't, you know, have to work a regular job. But money is important. You save up, do what you got to do. If you do a song today, and you don't have money until 3 months or 4 months to promote it, it's okay. You got to do what you got to do, but money is important.
Talk about that a little more because I know for sure. Well, I don't know for sure because I'm going into your pockets and they're not mine, but you can speak to artists and you're not even where you want to be yet, mm-hmm. obviously, but you're after all these years of working, you're at a point where it's growing.
Right.
You're definitely still at a deficit.
Right.
As far as how much you've invested within yourself.
Right.
And how long, like, what's your business plan as far as your return in investment? And is that even monetary or is it just exposure? Or what are you looking for as far as your return on investment?
Good question.
That is a good question. But I would say
I like
exposure.
That question.
I mean, it's rhythmixradio.com.
Yeah,
no,
that was.
It's
like,
Saturday night and it's this, that, and
like,
the third.
Yo, let's go.
And my name is G to the I to the O, and this
Come
is
on, man.
What I do.
Come on, man.
I mean, I've been doing it for a long time.
You're too good at this. You got to.
I mean, somebody should pay
two.
Me. Because we don't get paid overtime.
Oh,
but,
man. But for me, it's definitely exposure. Once I get that, like, I mean, you said it too. Once that right.
So you're not
person,
worried about burning the money?
No.
Okay. Got it.
Look, you're going to lose money in anything. Like,
and that's why you make money to burn it anyway.
You're but I guess if you also have the same perspective of, you know, as you're gaining the exposure,
right.
that's you're not burning the money. You
no,
know what
no,
saying?
I'm
so
just saying, but
yeah,
if
that's
it happens,
what your money's going towards.
If
you know,
it happens,
what
you can't
apply.
Be down like, dang,
right.
I don't
sure.
know, $300 because it's okay. But that's how you
got to
keep
you
going.
Spent $300 to make this move real quick, but you got 5-6,000 views and You got other people that are like us that are asking you to come back to certain things. Right. And in the future, you don't know if they start to put things together. Oh, we need people. Oh, yo, remember that one kid we had? Rockstar, he's nice. Da, da, da. Yeah. Whatever, coming back. So it's dope that you have that perspective of the reason why I brought it up is because recently I saw a video from Blueface where he said, I'm not a rapper. I want to make money. I'm in it for the money. I don't care about none of the other shit.
Yeah.
And so it made me think, like, how many the newer generation of artists, how invested are they even in the music or in the art? And it's clear, that's why I asked you, because it's clear the music that you make, it's you have a invested interest in the music you make.
Yeah.
The music you make doesn't sound like you're somebody told you, oh, we need a song for the chicks, or we need a club song, or we need this type of song. Your music clearly sounds like you're making the music you want to make.
Right.
And so I was just trying to see if you were worried at all about if it was going to come back to you, or when it was, if it ever does.
Right.
Would you be okay if where you're at now
is
this level of where you're at, if this is the ceiling?
Would I be okay with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think, for me, God makes no mistakes. So I'm here for a reason. And if he said, hey, today, you made it. Stop here. Okay. My mission is done. I done it. I've been on the radio. I got videos. I talked to the labels. Like, I've done it.
Right.
More so the money isn't there, like, you know, how it is with the artist that's actually on. But I've done everything. Shows, everything. If he said, hey, that's it, you're done, cool, I go help somebody else, try to put somebody else on and show them the same route, but in a way that they can get it a little faster than I did.
That's also another reason why I've asked you to come on the show multiple times, because there's been other artists where, I mean, I liked what they did or whatever, but as far as them as a person, I didn't really vibe with, you know what I'm saying? I could tell they were trying to be a star or whatever, you know. You can definitely weed those people out.
Facts.
But so when I meet people that are genuine, and it's just that they love making music, which I definitely get that vibe. That's, you know what I'm saying? So if that is, which I pray it's not, obviously, because I'm gonna tie a rope to your ankle, and when you shoot up to the moon, I'm gonna go with you. Yeah. I'm gonna be your publicist.
And if he doesn't tie the rope,
he's gonna tie his rope to mine.
He might tie it. It's gonna be in my pocket. I'm gonna be in his pocket.
He's gonna tie his bandana.
Black bandana.
I'm gonna be like black bandana.
And look, no cap, no lie for the old heads. Yeah. No cap, I legit just got like 5 black bandanas delivered to the crib, fresh.
So you wear that every day, any black outfit. Bandanas.
It's the locks, man.
Every once in a while, you gotta know. Every once in a while, you'll see me pop out with the like the patterned one, but it's still black.
Yeah,
always black.
You're wearing that now.
Am I? Do I have a pattern one on? I don't be knowing.
I can't look at my head.
I got the pattern one.
You like the cartoon characters when they take out the outfit? It's the same outfit that they have just, on every episode.
You have no idea.
And they be like,
He has no idea. Yeah. You must not have an idea. So, bro, I am the plain clothes guy. Like,
so we've mentioned it many times on the show, because he'll literally he just wears sweats. So there's no logos. He never wears.
We talked about that last time.
Yes. And so if it's just a t-shirt, it's just a t-shirt. No, the only time you'll see a logo is if it's a Redskins logo. I mean, the Washington football team, or Rhythmics, or something like that. Other than that.
Or maybe something associated while I'm coaching. Like
Like the team, like the he's team coaching softball team or whatever. Word. You're not gonna just see a random Nike shirt or. We went to a wrestling show together. I'm a big wrestling fan, so we went to a wrestling show together. And when we were leaving, I mean, I'm a huge fan, so I was like, I obviously went to buy merch, and so I'm standing there, and he's standing with me, and I was like, yo, what shirt you want, yo? He was like, I'm good. He's like, I'm good. Like, I don't wear
wearing this shit.
I don't wear shit. And I was like, Jane. I was like, no, like, I'm going to buy you one. Like,
he still didn't want?
Which one you want? He's like, like, I was forcing him.
But, yeah, but now I got to a point where I get him just,
and you know what?
For the moment.
I forced him to buy this shirt, right?
Yeah.
He gave it right to his daughter.
No, I didn't. That's a lie.
She wore
There's a long story behind that.
But she has it now, right?
Yeah.
No, I have it.
Oh, you took it back?
She wore it once.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you know, it was once and done. The crazy part is that because of that situation, I now, like, when I go to events, I get a shirt and I just keep them in the plastic and put them away.
Yeah,
legit.
We still got them Rock Solo merch.
Legit.
Yeah.
The other day, maybe two or three days ago, because events like that, she'll come to the room, she'll be like, "Yo, what shirt you got? You know what I'm saying? What do you got? You know what I mean?" She's almost the same size anyway. Because I gave her a couple shirts that are one of a kind. Right. You know what I'm saying?
We have
she was going through
artists that come
my
and
shit,
bring merch.
And I got two Rock Solos at the bottom.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? Crispy. Yeah, nah. Still in the plastic.
Know what I'm saying?
And I was like, yo. I was like, you want to
rock
one?
Was it the red one?
Like, oh, I got a white one and a red one.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you want to? I was like, you want to rock one of these Rock Solo shirts? Yeah. And she was like, they're still in the plastic. She was like, nah. You know what I'm saying?
Plastic,
but yeah.
Dog.
Legendary.
Yeah. Got him, bro. Legendary. I told you, man.
Appreciate
bro,
it.
And so she walked around a fucking, and this is before the Roan.
Yeah.
She was at school in a fucking high school full of how many thousands of kids? Well, not that many thousands, but a thousand kids. A
couple kids in there.
A thousand kids.
Couple thousand,
you know what I'm saying? Just all looking at Rock Solo t-shirt. Come on, and they're like, "What the fuck is that?"
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Runaway slave shirts.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm wearing right now is merch from a rapper. Like I love
Blued Out.
I love it's Fuck Your Life. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, talk to the machine.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck your life. Shout out to Nems, Coney Island.
Yeah.
I like disrespectful rappers. So he does his whole, what I love about his merch is that his merch isn't him. So he's not promoting him.
Okay.
So he's broadened his fan base, but his consumer base, because you can buy merch of his that he owns but has nothing to do with him. So what he did is he chose a lot of professional sports teams logos and turned them into Fuck Your Life shit.
Yeah.
So he's not, you know, trademark infringement and shit like that. So I have a Dodgers hoodie on, but it's not Dodgers. It's not the LA Dodgers. It's the cop Dodgers.
Yeah, I peeped that.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's Street Champs. Fuck Your Life shit. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta give me that.
Yeah, it's Fuck Your Life shit. So, like the other hoodie that I got, it's the Chicago Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. So I'm a native. And so I love native imagery. And so what he did is, and that's the other thing, you get a lot of people who want to fucking sell you merch. And it's all like cheap ass fucking like shit you can just peel off the t-shirt and like that just fall off after a wash and shit like
there.
That. Yeah.
I mean, all started out somewhere.
When I washed it, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got to start somewhere.
Start over.
But what I love about his shit is all embroidery, all fucking stitched up. And so he took the Chicago Blackhawks logo, which is a native, and he put a bandana over him so it looks fire, and it's just a black hoodie with the logo and shit. But that was the thing, like, you pay if you can get your consumers to pay for your product, but then you give them a quality product. Like, if I bought this shit and it was that cheap shit, I would have been blown, but I would still rocked it because I bought it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, damn, like, it's kind of fucked up.
You might have rocked it once.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, but then, you know, but now that I know his shit is actual quality, now that it's in my hands, now I'm going to go back and get some different shit that I thought I want. Like, I looked at that. I want that, but I'm going to go trial
real quick.
Test
the waters.
Yeah. So
he's stuck in a toe. Now he's going all leg.
I said that to say this. If you don't have Rock Solo black bandanas, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Dun, 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 dun.
What are you doing?
Bruh, I'm be the first. I'm going to test dummy.
You're going to have. You
got to be in
you
the photo.
You see that forehead?
You have to be in the photo.
You have a
let's
hole.
Go.
You
dreads
have,
and all.
Bruh, there is a whole 5-inch advertisement space right there.
It might be bigger than that. I got it. It's
right there.
Yeah, my kids let me know.
I got bandana.
Listen.
Bro, right
here. If it wasn't for the fact that it's been hot summer and I be on the field, I have to take the bandana off or I get the tan line.
Bro, he put it off and had Rock Solo tan line on his forehead, dog. Come on.
I might be down for
you
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
If we talk about the right promotion.
You are listening to RhythmixRadio.com. Brought to you by Rock Solo Apparel.
Come on, man.
Make sure you wear your black bandana. It's hot out there.
You might not catch me in a video or a picture without a bandana.
But that was then. This is now. Mm-hmm. Get to why on a 2-hour notice, yo, hungry, thirsty, need to make it as an artist as said, say less, and brought it up on him.
I don't really plot no moves.
Hey.
I just do what I do.
He does what he does.
I don't really switch my mood.
No.
I just keep it real cool.
Real cool.
I don't really talk no beef like that, little nigga. I'm told my tool.
Never.
I might run me a play, but I ain't gonna play no fool.
Never.
Ooh, no fool.
Play no fool.
No
okay?
fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. I know you, Nick. I know you ain't come up in here.
What I was gonna say is,
you got a black bandana for that guy.
Hold up.
If you need somebody to pull up,
hold up.
I'm just saying. I know you ain't come in here with a cup and not bring a cup.
So, I bought this cup to let you guys know that the cups are on the way.
Hello.
Gotta go with my collection, dog.
Shout out to my bro.
Big Ben's.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying?
And we got Cam Mug on the other side.
Cam Mug.
Big Ben's cup.
Bro, we don't fake our love of people.
I need a play no fool cup immediately.
We play, you know what?
Matter of fact, put the play no fool cup in there too. Immediately. I might even jump you for that one. Is that a one of one?
Haven't put it out to like.
So if I legit want that, I gotta legitimately beat you up and take it.
Don't play no fool.
I might.
And with this big ass motherfucker over here, I'm not even gonna take the chance tonight. Like not tonight. So you good?
Yeah, we gotta catch him on the.
Let me catch you out there. You know what I'm saying?
It might just be a one of one in the whip.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what's good?
Bro, you don't even pull up like
that. It don't matter, dog. These are
them.
Yeah, bro, I told you, I'm the king of
I guess that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
If you want a cup, give it to him, because I'm going to pull up in that bitch.
Yes, he will.
So I had it, right? I told my girlfriend, I said, I'm not about to drink this, because it's this.
Yeah. That's for sure.
5 minutes later.
Of course. You can't have a cup in your hand and not drink out of it.
It has my name on it.
Yeah. So, that's what's up, man. Make sure I get a cup, man.
Yeah, we got them on the way.
I need some paraphernalia.
We had to see how it looked.
Sure, and a little test runs.
You know, Big Bro Prince brought me the cups. I said, whoa.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jazz. His fiance, she made it.
Shout out to Jazz.
And that.
Is Jazz, like, under contract with anybody? Because, you know what I'm saying? Rhythmix Radio needs a little promotional team going on. You
might
got to
bring her up here.
I mean, like, you know, look, we're looking for extra parts of the, you know what I'm saying, the locomotion, locomotive.
That's sis, big sis.
That's what's up, because that cup is definitely dope. Man, make sure we get one. I need to get some paraphernalia up in here.
You definitely will get the cups before the bandana.
That's understandable. But it's understandable. I am not
mad
at
you.
When we
do get the bandanas, I have to make sure you get the first one.
The problem with bandanas as a bandana connoisseur is that, so as you would know, I mean, I wear mine out, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to folded. So if you were going to do them folded, then that's fine because you can put the print in the same spot.
Right.
But with me, especially with all my all black joints, I switch sides all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I flip the sides and flip them around, you know what I mean? Just because the crease lines and all of that shit. So if you have print on them, unless you put the print, like, dead on in the middle where it'd just be, like, on the top of my head. Right. But that would be kind of weird looking, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. So it would be tough with the bandanas.
So
unless
that,
you just do something small in the corner.
For that, I was just thinking how that is, right? Mm-hmm. Just the logo at the bottom.
Bong, 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 bong.
Everywhere.
I can dig it.
Everywhere.
Sold.
Everywhere.
Sold.
The actual name
I need
out.
10. Immediately. Back order.
All black?
All black, yes.
You want a white?
No.
Green?
Yeah. If you doing multicolors, I want one of each color, but I need 10 black.
for sure.
So 10 black, one of each color.
I got you.
Because the each color one's stashed away.
You're talking 100 but see, like, bandanas.
Nah, it's not 100.
We family bandanas. Now, like, so it's like 15. We're making a 50. Merch. All
you right. said 10 of all each. Right, he right. has five all different right. colors. All right. 10 times 5 is 50.
Let's be real. No, I don't need 10 of each color.
You just need one of
you literally
each.
Just
no,
said that.
I did not. I said oh, okay. I need 10 of the black and one of each color.
Oh, gotcha. Because it's that black band.
Yeah, I'm not gonna wear the other ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
other
yeah,
ones I'm, going.
I'm that's actually yeah. a good idea. Collector's I like that. I like that. Sure. Just like this with the
blah, blah, blah. Oh, you like that idea that I came up with?
Perfect.
Sick.
Whoever came up with it was a great idea. I'm not,
it's not whoever. It was me.
Whatever you say.
I said it.
We were having the convo.
I mean, yeah. You were having a convo about some shit that I came up with.
Yeah, but I'm down.
But
sure.
I mean,
need the merch.
Sure.
I wouldn't have came up with the idea for some merch of some shit unless you created it. So here you are.
Come on, man. Y'all family. I got y'all.
Yeah.
For sure.
But that's what I said. So we went from that. Talk about why you're here now. Play No Fool.
Yes, yes. Yes, Play No Fool, the new single.
Wasn't there one in between?
Was it?
There was one
he
after
puts
Black
out Band- so much work.
Right?
He doesn't
there
even
was,
know.
There was
and that's
after,
crazy, right?
There was one
almost,
after Black Bandana.
Almost certain.
I know there was a video. You put out the video.
Wow, you're right. It was like this.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's am I Rock Solo? Am I a fan?
Somebody's a fan in this.
How
bitch.
Am I telling you about your
somebody
shit?
Somebody is a super
yo,
fan in this.
I'm
bitch.
Telling him about
if
his
we
shit.
Don't get pre-merch and like
wow.
if we don't get the fucked up merch that gets
like,
kicked
hey,
to the side that don't get
wow.
sold.
Hey, promo
bro.
The shit after
are
Black Man. He's like, there
hey,
wasn't shit. I was
hey,
like,
wait,
you
wait,
sure
wait.
About that?
Right.
Shout out to,
nah, I didn't put
shout
nothing
out to
out.
My brother Russ right now.
Or me.
Right.
You don't, listen, hold up. Because I really was like, what song did I have?
I do
before?
So many songs.
I
don't,
and I was like, dang.
What are they talking about?
And you know what? Like This was actually like Black Bandana. It was just an accident.
Talk about it.
There it is.
That's why you're here. Talk about it.
But you know what? Because y'all family, so I could tell y'all this. Like This has a part two
ooh.
Oh.
on the project feature.
Like a deluxe edition type shit?
No, I just like the version that's out won't be on the project.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But the feature, his name is Imberb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, we know was, of him. A, never was, been on the show.
He's
in a cypher.
Yeah.
Yeah, Imberb, on the, but never been on the show.
MTV nah. Jams, my boy. He's yeah. he out here. He's
yeah.
He's
yeah no, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is the thing. Know of him.
Right.
Know people who are connected with him.
Shout out to him, by the way.
Never been on the show. Your man's Big Ben's. My man's. Your
oh,
man's.
Oh, that's
all
big
of us.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's
love Big Ben's.
We got a lot
always,
of stuff in
always
the
support. He top five interviews I've ever done.
He's top five my favorite artists in the DMV.
Yeah. I mean, mine too behind me and B-Soul. And then,
oh, yeah.
he, and then
course,
he,
right.
he, so he's probably like four or five.
He,
yeah,
but he's he looked out a lot
yeah,
for me. So
for
shout
sure.
out to him too.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, one,
two,
one, two,
no,
two.
One, one, two, three, four, and then it's like a toss up for five.
Number five,
five,
yeah.
yeah, five in the corner.
Don't
yeah,
disrespect.
Right. We good. You made the top five. We good.
Yeah, bro.
And then it's just it's close.
Yeah, definitely not. I forgot what I was saying. Yeah, sure. The new song. I forgot what I was saying.
That's it. We were
so
doing.
Yeah, like This was before. Like This was pretty.
Yeah, you had a whole video and everything. You was faking.
Yeah, I ain't never dropped a video either.
Yeah.
That song was, I think, the first song that I really was emotional about. Because every line in that first verse was true. Like, 100%. So it kind of like, it didn't bother me, but it did bother me. Because I'm
sure.
like, yo, like, are
had
you.
More of an emotional.
Like, it came off. I lost my dog at 25. He had a heart attack.
Mm.
That pain hit his body. It was cardiac. I lost my pops the year before. Can't get my father back. I was like, God. Like, I don't really like
that's
playing.
Fire.
I don't
shit
like playing
too
it because I'm thinking of when I play, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, that's
like,
yeah,
how
it
did
it,
I record
brings
this?
Brings it back.
How did I record this? But I was like, man. So, I mean, but it did numbers too. Like,
yeah.
It did
yeah.
crazy numbers.
That's why I remember it because I strictly was watching like kind of like a stock market,
right?
Where you came in entry level below 100,000 streams
uh-huh.
on Black Bandana, so I wanted to see what our influence would be in promotion and all that. And then you that shit took off so crazy. So I was like, I made sure to watch whatever the next release was
right.
to see what that did.
Yeah, you guys played it
like this up
No
tomatoes.
You guys definitely spun that. Rock
Solo gets love up
we
here.
Hey, and I'm watching. Oh, we played it. I tune in on the live.
I mean, I hope so.
Oh, we know,
I tune in. I say, what's up?
You know, we don't get no likes or shares. You're
going to get that share from Solo. Sure.
No. But then that's why I made sure, because I was like, I wanted to, like I said, watch whatever the next drop was right after that to see, like I said, like the stock market, to see what, if there was any follow over. I don't know the word, but
follow up,
run over, runneth over.
Yeah, like any
runneth over.
Yeah, I don't know.
A little runneth over.
If from yeah, that cup runneth over. I wanted to see if that cup would runneth over.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no. And so I was like, oh, yeah, bet. But then you didn't even remember it. So I guess it didn't even matter to you.
It wasn't even like that.
You were like, God damn, I can't.
Like that wasn't even like that.
You were like, I can't wait to get to play No Fool, yo.
Right. So I was like, what song is he talking about? Like,
right.
Black Band Dad. And I went blank. I said,
yeah, I mean.
Like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so obviously
trying to tell you Rock Solo gets loving this bitch. He don't even know this, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even know that shit.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
I didn't even know that shit was there.
Trying to tell you.
Yo, Rock Solo stamped in here.
Has that been there since?
I don't know. I think he just put it there.
I feel bad for whoever those two are because I don't remember them at all. So shout out to them, whoever they are.
Yeah.
I'm just vibing. I'm like,
oh, wait. Yeah. So,
love, man. I'm telling you.
All that love being spread. Huh? Tell them why they should spread love on your new shit and where they can find it and all that shit. And we're going to play it and we're going to get the fuck out of it.
Play No Fool is available on all platforms. I repeat, all platforms. Rock Solo, Play No Fool. Video just dropped yesterday. And we already have.
Let me get a shot of Hen.
1,300?
Whew. In how long?
In a day. Come on.
In
man.
A day.
Okay.
And you was worried about getting to 100 on the last one?
I was.
Bruh, you definitely. I mean, I don't even.
He going
I don't
dirty.
Even, I don't even drink Hen.
Come no, on, he doesn't.
Man. That's all I drink.
I don't even drink
That's
Hen.
That's all I drink.
I hate Hennessy. I think it's garbage.
Hey, don't be disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, man. I even tried pure white Henny or whatever. No, I didn't like that either.
I put that in the verse.
Gave it away.
I had to put that in the verse. Pure white.
Yeah. I gave a bottle away.
They call it dog water.
Dog
for
water.
A reason.
I'm a dog.
But you, yeah. Play. I play no fool, so yeah. I put.
Oh, come on.
There it is. Down the hatch. Wooski.
Let's go.
Here, play that shit.
Got you.
Play that shit, but play no fool. You heard?
Play no fool, but play that shit.
You know what I mean?
One of the two.
What? Oh, goddamn.
iPhone. What? You know, if but that, you know, so why here, so here's what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna throw a jab out there. So if we was cool
Where do
enough,
I find this shit?
If we were cool enough to be on the
music Spotify.
Hold on, here's the thing. It's,
I don't if, know wherever.
If
you
we were cool
shit.
Enough to be on the oh shit, I just recorded some fire shit. Let me send it to B Soul and Geo for some exclusive radio playlist. If we were on that list, we'd already have it.
It is. Play No Fool is definitely.
Do we have it?
Oh, you have
Do
it.
Do I have it?
You had it the day before it came out.
Hello, home of the exclusive.
Hold on, because I even
then put I it got on, it right here.
I even put it on Facebook and I said, "Hey,
Don't
bro,
right
got an exclusive."
Oh, you did send it to
Woo!
Me. I do got it.
Yeah, with me out
it's
o- here.
It's over there.
But also, you I'm about it? To play the it's official over. Music video.
Okay, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cause I want to watch the whole video.
I done put my foot in that one.
It's okay.
All right,
it's okay.
Well, at least I know we're on the list. Goddamn it. How y'all like that?
Yeah.
I know we're on the list. Proved it. Ha ha. Ding dong.
And,
we win.
You know, it continually proves that rhythmixradio.com is home of the exclusives.
That
home
is true.
He said he sent it to you when?
The day before it came
before
out.
Before it dropped.
Yes.
So talk about
and
it.
And the day before that, I said, hey, got an exclusive.
And just so y'all know, what you're listening to right now is Rock Solo, Play No Fool. And the way you're listening to it is off my phone, off YouTube, because
yes,
I'm watching the official video
yes.
where you can go watch it as well.
Yes,
but
yes.
enjoy for right now.
Look, I don't really plan no move. I just do what I do. And I only switch my mood. I just keep it real cool. Only talk no beef like that, little nigga. I'm told my truth. I'ma just run me a play, but I ain't gon' play no fool. I don't really plan no moves. I just do what I do. And I only switch my mood.
really talk no beef like that, little nigga, I'm too much too. I'ma just hold me a play, but I ain't gon' play no fool. Nah, I ain't gon' play no fool. Got work, got mess, got moves. Talk cash like flash, got juice. And we don't play by rules. You niggas is lame, I'm not entertained, cause everybody wanna be me. I'm on the fence like Fendi. I need three wishes, no genie. Man, I want the diamonds to bling, blah, man, I'm talking about BB. You can put me in the box, I ain't talking no gasket, I'm talking about TV. They be hating for no reason. Think you mad cause I'm breathing. Big place and we eating. Hell yeah, it's my season. I don't really plot no move. I just do what I do. And I only switch my mood. Cool. I don't talk no beef like that, little nigga, I'm told my tools. I'ma just hold me a play, but I ain't gon' play no fool. I don't really plan no move, I just do what I do. And I only switch my mood, I just keep real cool. I don't really talk no beef like that, little nigga, I'm told my tools. I'ma just hold me a play, but I ain't gon' play no fool. How I maneuver, we sounding like shooters. These niggas be talking like they got some shooters. I fuck with them once and I called her a Uber. I swear she was bad, I know she a trooper. But give me Lord, I know that that's sand. The devil be knocking, ain't letting no man. Cause I'm good with the flex, I ain't talking to a gym. Got an aim in his hat, put a scoop on the broom. High as a jet, I ain't never gonna land. Broke out the drums, a bottle to band. Put one in the air, better watch your land. Gotta run me my money, collecting my band. Better watch my moves, better watch my step. Cause I'm good with the right and I'm good with the left. Ain't no telling it quite as good. Approach me with ease or you'll get slow. I don't really plan no moves, I just do what I do. And I only switch my mood, I just keep it real cool. I only talk no beef like that, little nigga, I'm told my tools. I'ma just run me a play, but I ain't gon' play no fool. I don't really plan no moves, I just do what I do. And I only switch my mood, I just keep it real cool. I only talk no beef like that, little nigga, I'm told my tools. I'ma just run me a play, but I ain't gon' play no fool. I don't really plan no moves, I just do what I do. And I only switch my mood, just keep real cool. I don't need talk no beef like that, little nigga, I'm told my tools. I'ma just run me a play, but I ain't gon' play no fool.
This, that, and the third. Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Fire song.
Definitely.
Okay. Dazed and Confused, that's my shit.
I might have to book one of the tops.
But yeah, Led Zeppelin, listen to it. But what you were listening to was Rock Solo and his new song and his new video, which I was playing right off YouTube, off my phone. That's how you heard it. Play No Fool. Yep. How does it go?
Play No Fool? I don't really plan no moves.
Never.
I just do what I do.
He does. Always.
I don't really switch my mood.
Never.
I just keep it real cool.
Real cool.
Always.
I don't really talk no beef like that, little nigga. I'm too my tool. I might just run me a play.
Right.
But I ain't gonna play no fool.
Never.
That's just how it goes.
Everybody can relate.
Y'all don't get it.
Everybody can relate.
Y'all don't get it. But we wrapping up. We don't get paid
shots
for overtime.
All day. Everybody's taking shots.
Yeah, he didn't take one, though.
No, he doesn't. He's not really a drinker.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He medicates, but just right. Not liquid.
In other ways, I meditate.
Respect.
You know what I'm saying? Respect. We going to Applebee's after this for half price apps if y'all ain't doing
that. Yeah, what's up? Come through. Fact. Yeah, I got to take my daughter out. So, yeah, we going.
Last weekend, I bought a whole order of wings in a Long Island. Shit cost me $10.
Yeah.
Facts.
He said a key word.
Definitely worth it.
Yeah, I know, because, big man, because, eat. Because, I know, big man, eat.
Yo, their Long Islands are on special, so the Long Islands are like, what, five bucks
nothing.
Or something for a tall glass of Long Island?
Nothing.
And then because I know we know the people. Yes. So the last time I went with somebody who was cool with the manager.
Okay.
And now we like in there. Drinks we had last time, popping.
Popping.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all family. Every club that we go to, I order one thing to drink. And it's a Long Island.
Cool. Right,
I'm not drinking nothing else.
Well, I mean, are you mad at you?
And you just told me a Long Island. I said,
Long Island special with half price apps.
Yeah. I got a Long Island and a whole order of wings for $10.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, then the wings was bomb.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I mean, I don't even know if they was bomb. I was just drunk. So I mean, they did the work. They did the job.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
No, half price. Yeah, can't beat it. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm about to go snatch up my daughter.
Go do that right now.
We're going to head over to the Apple.
Yeah, it's right over there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. About to go get it on. Come through if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
We over there.
We doing after party at Applebee's, but before we get there, one last time, we need to let y'all know.
Bring a mask. You got to have a mask to get to the table.
Yes.
That Rock Solo is the future.
Huh?
And this is why I have him on the show so many times, because I'm trying to get famous off of him. Because he's next up. he's the next up. Yeah. He versus Lil Wayne Rock Solo. I'm taking Rock because Lil Wayne. I'll take Rock.
Don't even hide me.
Don't even. But hide you against Snoop? Like... Snoop. Give me Snoop for sure.
No, don't hype me up like that.
Yeah, no, no, I wouldn't. You would definitely lose to Lil Wayne for sure. But but until then, unfortunately. Until then, make sure you go stream Black Bandana. Go Please. Stream the other song he forgot about.
Like this.
he even said, fuck, this. What was that?
Yeah, like this.
But then, most importantly,
yes.
New shit.
Yes.
Play No Fool.
Play No Fool.
Get them streams skyrocketing.
It's out everywhere.
Immediately.
Everywhere.
I said, hey, you don't have your, oh, well, no, he has an iPhone, so we don't got that adapter because we don't run iPhones. But I was like, shit, where can I play this? He was like, I don't know, everywhere?
Yo.
Pick something.
Ask,
so,
ask
pick
Alexa.
That.
Alexa, yeah. Play Rock Solo.
Alexa, play Rock Solo. Yeah. iTunes, Spotify, all that shit. Play it. WWE Man. Network. Rock Solo's right there.
Oh,
next up.
Oh, I need to be up there.
Bro, imagine a
wrestler
like a
coming
Ricochet
out to your
or somebody coming out to a Rock Solo track.
You know, I would come do a song on, just for any
fire.
Wrestler to ask.
So would I.
So would I. Are we putting this out there?
Let's go.
Any wrestler
Me too.
Let's go.
Track.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Here. Hey, you a wrestler? Need a right. track? Hit us
like
up.
Like the lights drop, the smoke Man, fucking comes up. It's like Black Bandana.
That would be
you
fire.
Know what I'm saying? He comes out with the bandana.
And he got to ride. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like a bandit. You know what I'm saying? Just stupid. Wow.
Yeah, you know who would rock a Black Bandana?
Call him the bandit?
X-Pac.
Him!
X-Pac
him right there. Put a bandana on his face. Call him the bandit. He's the next guy right there.
He comes out to your
That's
shit.
That's it.
Bro.
Black
on.
Bandit. Bro, it's a wrap. It's a if wrap. We don't make this happen, we're doing something wrong.
Hey, shout out X-Pac because he'll rock a
bro. Yeah, I made my homie.
For sure.
My homie said that people always going on him for people who he look like. So I randomly sent a shout out to. On Twitter, and I was like, "Yeah, you do look like someone." So I said somebody else he didn't that nobody else said. Right. He was like, "Oh wow, really?" And then he fucking added me and fucking he was like, "X-Pac looking ass." I was like, "Shit, he got me, dog." He put the bandana. He was like, "Shut up, X-Pac." I was like, "Fuck, he got me." But make sure you follow Rock Solo on all social media.
Yes,
all
social media. Do it.
Music is everywhere, literally everywhere. Radio.
And soon to be on MTV Jams.
Ah, yeah, that's what I heard. Or BET Jams.
But until those other places want to put respect on your name, you always know RhythmixRadio.com.
RhythmixRadio is the home.
Got Rock Solo on rotation.
Yes. Yep. All upcoming artists, please, and I mean please, come here.
And, you know, just another shout out to any other artists that act like they're hungry, but they're not.
Yeah.
If I... text you 2 hours before the show, bring your ass.
Yeah, even if you're in New York.
But I probably won't because I don't do that.
Want me a shot from New York down here?
Yeah, get on a jet.
I mean, you know.
If they got the money they talking about.
Right? Bruh, if you wear a button-up shirt button the top button, you
all
real
the
deal.
Yeah. All the way.
If you button in the top button of a button-up,
the top
that
button.
Means business, yeah. bruh.
It means I came to do
God. I mean, if you're wearing a button-up and a bandana.
I was just going to say.
You know what I'm saying? You know you're doing it.
I wish I could button the top button. I should have. Well, I'm about to die.
Try to put that 17 and a half. You got a 19, my guy. Like, it ain't going to work.
I'm little.
But, you know, after the show, come through Applebee's.
Yeah. Bring your mask.
Yeah, we out, man. One thing for sure, two things for certain. We do not get paid for overtime.
Right.
Shout out Rock Solo for
thank
coming
for
through,
man.
We appreciate you. You know the door is always open.
This is home, man. This
you,
is home.
We give you a call half a minute before the show. You know what I'm saying? Stickers on the wall.
Stamped.
You good. It's almost like, you know, when a dog pees on a tree, bro. You mark your territory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I don't want to get.
I didn't say you peed on us. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about like marking the territory.
Why did you go there with it?
Anyway, I don't know.
And also, I got a reaction from. So I put your cup next to the other two artists' cups and put it on Instagram. Immediately got reaction from both artists. Big Ben's and Cam both said salute. So
yes.
They definitely is love
guys.
Is love.
Shout out to them guys.
Most stuff, man. Sure. Yo, man. So until next time, everybody, yo, go check Gio out on Instagram.
Gio.
GIOTHEMC.
Don't forget them tethers.
Don't forget the tethers. Go check out Rock Solo on Instagram.
Everywhere.
easy at Rock Solo. You go check Google out.
And on OnlyFans.
What?
Rock wow. Solo OnlyFans.
Wait. I wouldn't know. I'm just saying.
No,
Be
I don't
Soul
know.
Don't
he
know.
He texted me. He was like, yo, I will come through, but make sure you promo my OnlyFans. I was like,
God damn.
I
got YouTube videos.
Go like the Facebook like, page.
That black bandana you heard. Facebook. I was like, whoa.
Facebook.com/Rhythmix Radio.
Make sure you tune in.
Rhythmix_radio, Rhythmix_audio, all of that, man. Until next week, we'll see y'all same time, same place. We out, man. Love, peace, and motherfucking hair grease.
This, that, and the third. This, that, and the third. This, that, and the third. Word.